This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're back at it. We are out of practice.
Yeah.
We have had a week off of
this. All right.
And you're not.
I'm fresh.
You're not good weekly.
Yeah, maybe you needed a break. Maybe you needed a little reset.
Right there.
Is that what it is?
The reset.
So you're coming out hard?
Oh, big time hard.
Even the mic rejected whatever joke was coming. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for Where They Whinin'. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. And if you are new to this game, here's how it works.
What do we do?
Kimmy has a post from the neighborhood apps. You guys send them to her. We greatly appreciate it. She reads through it. She removes street names and town references as to not make it super obvious. Mm. However,
yeah.
Even in her doing that,
yeah.
There are still little clues you can listen
Ooh.
To. Little clues that will let you know where this post was posted.
I hear you, buddy.
And we're going to listen.
I have to listen.
To figure out which town, village, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester this came from. And you're going to call us at 252-WCMF and figure out where they whine. And Tommy, you've had one hit in like a year and a half.
No, I had a recent hit.
Yeah, that's the one hit in like a year and a half.
Yeah. So it means I'm due.
And it wasn't that recent. Well, if it was recent, now you're due?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Okay. Phone lines are locked up. Let's get a post. Let's get this thing moving.
All right.
And we'll send you back on your loser way. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do this thing.
This is me begging for everyone to get on board with this special request. I've noticed our streetlights are getting brighter. And don't you dare call me crazy. You're blind if you don't notice. I've noticed it, and so have my neighbors next door, too. I swear to God, they really are brighter. It's to the point where it's affecting my quality of life. We have one right in front of our house, and now it shines so bright in our bedroom window that I had to purchase blackout curtains to combat the light. It's hard to match them to our bedroom, and they're ugly. I should not have to alter the interior of my home because, and then names the town, decided to turn up their bulbs to the highest possible sunlight setting. I sure hope our tax dollars didn't go into this upgrade no one asked for. Back to my request, though. All I ask is that you make a call to, and then names in office, and tell them that you'd like them to adjust our neighborhood street lamp bulbs. Whatever they did, they need to undo it immediately. The more phone calls and messages, the better. They'll have no choice but to address it. Our voices should be heard. We are all entitled to a good night's sleep as residents of, and then names the neighborhood.
By the way, I love this mentality.
What?
If we all make enough noise, they'll have to change it. It's like, you know, hey, let's all do a survey, or what do you call that thing? Everyone signs.
Petition.
Oh, yeah,
petition.
Yeah.
To the U.S. government where everyone gets one free cookie a day. Whole country signs it. They're not giving us
a
free cookie.
They have to send you the cookie.
Okay, this is tougher than you want to believe.
No, it ain't.
Okay, go ahead, my friend.
Well, first of all, you don't know nothing about light.
What are you talking about?
You're not a light guy. You're not a lamp guy.
There's lights in my neighborhood.
No, there ain't.
Yeah, there is.
You ain't got no street light.
I got mad street lights in my neighborhood, son.
You live in like Bleakville.
But it's got street lights. By the way, I live in Bleakville. Your wife lives in Bleakville with you sharing a home with her. Very bleak, what you were saying.
So this is, as soon as I hear street light, I had a vision.
Okay.
Yeah?
It's North Winton.
North Winton?
Yeah. It's slammed with lights, with street lights. Kimmy lives up that way.
Yeah.
I've got friends up that way.
Yeah.
Old buddy from the show lives up that way.
I mean, Kimmy, you know what they say.
Like, and this is one of these hipsters that's moved in and is complaining.
No, you know, it sucks because, like, every other neighborhood in the greater Rochester area, totally dark except for the north.
There's no streetlights in my neighborhood.
All right. Here's why this is harder than you think it is.
Well, I just nailed it.
You didn't nail it. That was, what a dumb pick. Every town has started upgrading. Most towns have started upgrading to those LED bulbs. And they are much brighter than the bulbs we are accustomed to. They used to have like a yellow hue. Now they are like white, like psychopath, padded walls, white. But one town went above and beyond.
Who?
Brighton has the brightest streetlights of all time.
They do?
It's in the name. Oh. Bro, I was, I'm telling you, Brighton, for a reason.
Right.
I was driving through 12 Corners after dark last week, and I was blinded by how bright the streetlights have gotten in Brighton. I could not believe it. Like, I thought I was having a stroke.
Oh.
The answer's Brighton.
How could it be when we already found out it's North
Wayne? Got that? Got it? They should upgrade your mouth. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do we have a winner from 2 weeks ago? We did have one.
Did we?
We need to fill Ben's hole.
I don't know if we did 2 weeks ago.
I think we had a winner 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
Oh, well, look at the commissioner dropping the ball. She got one job.
We had Mark like 3 weeks ago, and he tried again from the Ben hole and didn't get it.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure.
So we have a gaping Ben hole this morning.
We usually do.
Okay, all right. So for... we get a winner,
yeah,
we'll stuff Ben's hole for next
right
week.
In there.
But right now, wide open Ben hole.
Ooh.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick.
Mm.
If you are on hold and you hear someone else say your town name, you got two options. Either one, hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad. Or two, pick a different town. If we pick up your call and you say, well, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner, who is not on the ball today, makes all final calls. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's kick it off with Joey. Hey, Joey, where are they whining?
Definitely Pittsburgh.
Why Pittsburgh?
Those old farts are always complaining about any and everything, and it doesn't surprise me that streetlights are too bright for some of them.
Okay, this feels like a younger post based on the way it was written.
Yeah, I had hipster dick.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, normally when it's older folks writing these posts, it's very proper English sentence structure. This sounds like someone that's just, like, riffing the way that Kimmy read it.
I don't know. Maybe they had their son or daughter write it out for them, but that...
Joey, your pick sucks. Like Joey, your pick sucks, and you wasted everybody's time, and you should feel a lot of shame about yourself.
Oh, you guys are brutal.
Yeah. Joey, have a good rest of the day. Hey, man, sure.
You guys are brutal.
Come on, guys. I'm having a good day. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, where are they whining, buddy?
Well, I can tell you, Joey's on the toilet right now, so that's why he sounds like he's got such a low demeanor, but he'll be
get him a body bag. Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
All right, I'm going with Greece because, I don't know, I lived in Greece and I experienced this, and I noticed the lights got a lot brighter. I haven't lived there in like 2 years, but from what I remember, them lights was bright.
But just now, them lights got brighter.
Them lights got brighter, and I'm donating my star to Tommy because Tommy deserves it.
Bless your heart.
Okay, we've talked before. There is no star donation on this show. This is not body parts.
There's not. Oh, my. I remember somebody did it.
And you're not going to win anyway. I mean, Greece is... Okay.
You guys are brutal.
Nick... Thanks for the call,
Nick,
buddy.
With a C for my star later.
All right, there goes Nick. Well, okay. We have had a rough phone call run today, like all day long.
Yeah.
I'm counting on we're going to go to an Old Faithful to try and pick it back up.
Who but we got?
We also hate this guy.
Oh.
252-WCMF. Cody's on CMF. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. You're going with me to pick it up? What's wrong with you?
That's how bad the rest of our choices were on hold. Cody, where they went.
It is true. You've got pretty low standards so far. I'm going to go with Canandaigua and keep the standards low.
Why Canandaigua?
So I like the idea of going with local municipalities that have been doing streetlight replacements.
What a nerd.
Who does it?
Shut up, nerd.
I don't think this is taking place close enough to the city for you guys to be correct. I think this is further out, so I'm going Canandaigua.
They got a lot of streetlights.
They're also doing a lot of streetlight replacements.
They got them old fancy lights.
You know, replacing the LED. And they're keeping the original fixtures, too, when they're doing it. So you might not really notice that the lights are changed. You might just, oh, my God, they're brighter.
Man, you are such a dork. They're actually keeping the original fixtures, just putting new light bulbs.
Very ornate.
Ornate fixtures out of Canandaigua. Wow.
Ornate is all hell.
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Cody did not save the show. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got some hot light talk.
All right.
A man who always has weird-ass Rochester facts that no one else knows.
Okay.
Armand's on CMF. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm working today, so I'm going to say Chi Lai.
Why Chi Lai?
Because 490 and all the upgrades out that way, and maybe they upgraded some streetlights.
All right, but wait.
Like a West Side complaint. Well,
okay, this does not sound like a West Side complaint. It sounds like an East Side complaint. People on the West Side, they have bigger problems than it's bright.
People on the West Side complain about the stupidest things sometimes.
Are you serious right now? Is that a serious statement?
Armand knows the greater Rochester area very well.
Okay. Armand, if we're going to talk about stupid bitches, like bitching, stupid bitching, that sounded way harsher than I wanted it to.
Talking about Tommy.
The East Side has weirder, bitchier complaints, Armand. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but this is definitely like old man, like your pop's kind of like take. It's like, why are they upgrading the streetlights, man? There's nothing wrong with it. Don't fix it if it's not broke, kind of West Side mentality, you know?
All right, whatever you say. Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Armand. This is definitely not West Side. Nobody on the West Side is going to complain about the
street. Yeah, but you're from the West Side. You never stop bitching about stuff.
What are you talking about?
You constantly complain.
Give me an example. I forgot when I was all like.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2-5-2-3.
You complain about me all the time.
Yeah, because you suck hard.
But you do.
And you suck long. All right, you know what they say?
What?
A common enemy brings people together.
Okay, what is
right?
it?
And I feel a lot of tension between you and I. Yeah. So let's talk to Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Webster.
Why Webster?
Because
no damn
I
Lance.
Just think they... Shut up, sexy knees. Now you don't have any sexy knees. I take it back.
She took away
Webster
your sexy knees.
Took away your sexy knees. Now they're knobby knees.
No, that's what his mom had.
It's Webster because they are upgrading a lot of the streetlights that are in people's backyards. They're making them brighter. They're smaller groups of houses with smaller streets. So now your backlight's lit up.
People
it happened to a friend of mine in Webster.
It happened to a friend of mine.
First of all,
says.
You're lying. You don't have any friends.
Well,
and if they did, they would
call.
Turn that light off when you started walking towards their house.
Man, Tommy, I try to help you. I try to be on your side,
yeah.
And your pick sucks the hardest one this week.
Yeah.
What a zinger.
Come on. You guys are brutal. Great call,
that
Christine.
That is horrible. See you guys.
Bye. There goes Christine.
Oh my God.
Every week.
I can't stand her.
252WC, but let's get one more in before we get a reread. I want to take this one only because I've never heard this name before.
Oh.
And it seems like it might try to be a free cheap plug in the air. Let's talk to the Carpet King. Where are they whining, bud?
Hey, I'm thinking they're whining in Greece.
Why Greece?
Because the town council's all Democrats, and they got a lot of money to spend.
Oh, Greece has already been picked, you dumbass! You disqualified yourself! Real quick, though you suck and we hate you, why do you call yourself the Carpet King?
What do you
king?
Think?
Because I've been installing carpet for 35 years for B&B Carpet, Rochester Linoleum, and Victor Furniture and Flooring.
All right, so if you want good installation from a guy who clearly does not listen, call the Carpet King.
I am the Carpet King.
Thank you. Great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Ah! 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Why do we do this game?
I don't know.
Everybody gets so mad. It just brings me up here.
Yes.
I'm up here right now, man. I hate this so much. All right. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
You sure can.
Thank you.
This is me begging everyone to get on board with this special request. I've noticed our streetlights getting brighter, and don't you dare call me crazy. You're blind if you didn't notice. I've noticed it, and so have my neighbors next door, too. I swear to God, they really are brighter. It's to the point where it's affecting my quality of life. We have one right in front of our house, and now it shines so bright in our bedroom window that I had to purchase blackout curtains to combat the light. It's hard to match them to our bedroom, and they're ugly. I should not have to alter...
And they're ugly!
And I bought them. And hung them up.
I should not have to alter the interior of my home because, names the place they live, decided to turn up their bulbs to the highest possible sunlight setting. I sure hope our tax dollars didn't go into this upgrade that no one asked for. Back to my request, though. All I ask is that you make a call to, and then names the office, and tell them you'd like them to adjust our neighborhood street lamp bulbs. Whatever they did, they need to undo it immediately. The more phone calls and messages, the better. They'll have no choice but to address it. Our voices should be heard. We are all entitled to a good night's sleep as residents of, and then names the neighborhood.
Everything going on. You want to mobilize people for light?
Let's overwhelm these bastards.
252 WCMF. Tommy puked all over himself out of the gate with North Winton. I am in Brighton. Joey is in Pittsburgh because he sounds like old bitches. Nick is in Greece because he lived in Greece 2 years ago. And quote, them lights is bright. Cody called us up in Canada, went with Canandaigua, then proceeded to talk for like 3 minutes about the ornate fixtures and the streetlights. Armand is in Chilai because he said that West Siders have weirder complaints than East Siders. Christine Webster said she had a friend.
Yeah, but no, she has no friend.
There you go. And the Carpet King just called us up and disqualified him.
Very disappointed in the Carpet King.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought I was going to get a good munch joke out of it.
Nope.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning. I'm going to say Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
Because they don't like change, ooh, and they want it darker so nobody sees their illegal activities.
Wait a minute. What illegal activities are happening in Irondequoit?
It's all Italians. You know, all that underground illegal
what
stuff.
What the hell does that mean?
Okay, Chris. Thank you, buddy. The lights are too bright. Okay. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Caleb. Were they whining, Caleb?
We're going to go with Fairport.
God, I hate Caleb. Why Fairport?
Well, I hate you too, Duffy. It was available, and we haven't had Fairport hit in a while.
It feels like you had another town that you wanted to pick. That's what it feels like.
You think so? Yeah.
I did, but I'm not an idiot, so you ain't going to get me.
When did that start?
Yeah, Caleb. When did that start?
Yeah, I'm being brutal today, bro.
I couldn't make out what Tommy said. He's an idiot with his trash shoulder.
All right, Caleb, thanks for the call. All right, now it's just getting beat. We have gone through the looking glass of funny to just really mean. 252 WCMF.
We're brutal, bro.
We are brutal, dude. Yeah. A man who always brings a lot of fun and joy.
Yeah.
Barber's on CMF. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Good. I'm going to go with Brockport.
Why Brockport?
They put them lights in to keep the mountain lions away. Or that less than one mountain lion away.
Okay, are there a lot of street lights in Brockport?
Probably starting out with the college kids and all that, just to keep it safe.
Okay,
they keep
an
eye on them.
Ah, but if it's on campus, you wouldn't be living on campus. There's no kid in a dorm that's like, I would like to write the town because the light's too bright outside of my dorm room.
No, for the kids who are walking around.
You boo, know, you're pissed off. Boo!
Plus, Duffy, a lot of kids live off campus, too. You know, there are such things as frat houses and seniors who don't want to live in dorms, you know.
Okay.
You're 20 years old, you don't want to be living with freshmen.
Ever.
Our frat house.
I had to buy blackout curtains, and they don't match.
Barber, we got you for Brockport, buddy. Thanks for the call. 252 WCMF. We go from a man who always brings the joy.
Oh, the Prince of Darkness?
Yep, to a man who sucks joy out of everything. Jeremy, where are they whining, buddy?
I really missed for a week watching Tommy yawn and look off camera and basically fall asleep like he's a stroke patient. You're bored in your own show.
It's a long night last night.
There's one thing that everyone has missed and nobody's brought up. The person who wrote this said, I hate to change the decor of my whole bedroom just because of this light.
So that rules out anyone on the west side, right? Because everyone on the west side is hanging up their, like, 1992 sheet set that they put on their bed of Bills, like, AFC champion, just tacking it up on their window to block out any stray light, right? They're not going through the trouble of trying to put up curtains in their bed.
I feel like Jeremy has been inside my childhood home right yes. now.
Well, you did what you could with spiky hair, you know, Lance there. And
why am I born
against you? Shut up. Listen, this is Victor all day, every day.
Victor?
Yep.
Does Victor have streetlights?
No. When's the last time you've been in Victor, dark boy?
When's the last time you've been in Victor?
I live next to Victor.
You don't go to Victor, though.
I go close to it.
You don't go.
I go closer than gloomy Jeremy.
You are on fire today.
I live next to Victor. Wow. What a hot take. 30 years. Award I could win. Let me yawn again and look. All right. See you,
Jeremy. 252 WCMF. All right, let's rip through some folks. Right. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm somebody take my answer, but I'm going to go Henrietta.
Well, okay, what was your answer? What was the one you were going to pick before?
I'm not going to answer that. Come on, this isn't my first time on here.
Excuse me, super smart Steve over here.
My first rodeo.
Hey,
son.
Man, I know what you're trying to do. All right, you picked Henrietta. Why Henrietta?
Right. Well, I'm going to go with the whole sheet hanging in front of the window, and now this person's got to go and get off their wallet and buy blackout curtains.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that ended so sharply.
I was going to say, this call started fun.
It was all that build up for nothing.
Suck.
Have a good day.
Bye, Steve. You suck. There goes Steve. 252 WCMF. All right, let's talk to one spot outside of his own hole.
Oh.
Standing beside his hole.
Yeah.
Ben is on CMF. Ben, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Fairport because those roads are all lined with
streetlights. Ah, baby, you qualified, you stupid bitch! How did you not hear Fairport before?
I was trying to get a hold of you guys, and there's 9 million people trying to call this dumb show.
It's a very popular segment, Ben.
Yes, I know it's a very popular segment, Duffy. That's why I was trying to call.
Ben, you've been double disqualified.
Hey,
no,
real
what?
Quick.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, Christine is my friend, so she has friends.
That makes sense.
Wait, can we...
That makes so much sense that you two
have
are friends.
Today, guys.
Bye, Ben.
What?
I'm trying to figure out. I don't know what Christine looks like. I have.
I got an idea now. Oh, I can draw you a picture of her now.
All right. The commissioner really dropping the ball this week.
I guess I'm off on my timing here.
I knew that we had a winner 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. that someone was going to stuff Ben's hole.
Yeah.
And the man that won 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. and currently sitting in the Ben hole right now.
Okay.
Mark is on CMF.
Wow.
Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
Well, this is kind of an easy one. It's between two towns that have not been guessed yet.
Okay.
All right. So I'm bouncing back and forth between the two. They both have a lot of streetlights, and they both have streetlights for a long time. And this caller or this writer was talking about upgrades to current streetlights.
Hmm.
So a town that has had streetlights for a long time is East Rochester.
Oh, ER. Didn't you pick ER 2 weeks ago?
Nope, that was 4 weeks ago when I got my first star.
Wow, you're on fire.
I got my second star with your guess, Duffy. So I'm kind of surprised you guessed that.
Okay, all right. It's interesting, but it's been 2 weeks. All right, so Mark, you said ER. What was the other place you were thinking?
Good try.
He almost did it, too. He almost bit. The son of a bitch almost bit. Mark?
It was close. I'll admit, it was close.
Mark, congratulate. Great job from Ben's hole. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Outstanding.
All right. Ben's hole is now empty.
Right.
All right.
I do love how he wanted to make sure we knew he was from Ben's hole. He's like, no, don't you remember? I'm supposed to be picking last.
I'm trying to get into Ben's hole over here. All right. Tommy is in North Winton. I am in Brighton. Joey is in Pittsburgh. Nick is in Greece because he lived out there. And again, I quote, them lights is bright. Cody is in Canandaigua. Armand is in Chi-Lai. Christine wasted everybody's time picking Webster. The Carpet King who's been installing carpet and flooring for 35 years at multiple. By the way, I thought he would have owned his own business calling himself the carpet.
Yeah. It's usually how it goes.
Right? Like he gave. Yeah. Does he walk into the new places he works? And see, he named three different places and go, hey, guys, I'm the carpet king. Doesn't matter. He disqualified himself by picking grease again. Chris is out in Irondequoit because they want it darker for all the illegal things they're doing. Caleb chose Fairport. Barber is out in Brockport because those college kids in frat houses don't like it too bright.
Mm.
Jeremy called us up, picked Victor, which Tommy disagreed with because, quote, I live next to
That's
Victor.
Right.
Steve picked Henrietta. Ben then called up, disqualified himself by picking Fairport that Caleb already picked. And then Mark, from Ben's hole, decided to go with East Rochester. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Sit down.
Come on.
Clapping jerk.
Call me a clapping jerk.
We got a winner this week.
That's not us. She's laughing. Yep.
A
damn
new
it.
Person enters the Ben hole.
Oh, no.
Because they whining where them lights is bright.
No!
They whining. In green.
No kidding. Wow. Congratulations to Nick.
Damn.
Them lights is bright.
Yeah, he was
Nick
right.
With a C for some reason. Did I catch him saying, my name's Nick with a C?
No one was listening to Nick. I guess we should have. By the way, all of our thoughts, theories, were wrong.
Yeah.
We thought it was East Side. Mm-hmm. It was not.
Nope.
We didn't think it was super suburban. Nope. It was. You said that Greece people can't afford blackout lights.
Yes.
Apparently they can. All right, so next week.
And I think this is Nick's first win, because I don't see another Nick on the
board.
Look
at Nick.
Well, look for a Nick with a C.
Yeah, no.
By the way, isn't, unless you're Greek, doesn't everyone spell Nick with a C?
Unless it's just N-I-C.
No, I get what he's trying to say, but like the only way it would be Nick without a C.
Or did he say Nick C? Or I don't know, I caught the end of it.
No, this matters. Nick sucks, but he won. Congratulations, Nick. You will be stuffed into Ben's hole next week.
Enjoy that.
All right.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been a week of wild animals in New York, Tommy.
We have more?
We got a potential lion walking around the greater Rochester area. And then east of us, something just as big, like bigger and just as scary. Because apparently there is no safe interaction between humans and this animal, which has decided, I live here, and I ain't leaving.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, obviously, a mountain lion, potentially in a downtown area, is super scary. This story involves an animal being exactly where it should be.
But it ain't budging?
And it's in a spot that other people also want to be.
Okay.
At the foot of the Adirondacks, Tupper Lake is the name of the town in New York. It's east of us. A moose has decided to take over a hiking trail.
Okay.
So it's just standing in the way?
It's literally standing
trail now.
It's standing in the middle of the trail.
Okay.
And it has not moved for days.
Is it sick?
So they believe there might be some illness that is causing the moose to stay put, but it's standing there.
Can't you just poke it?
No.
Can't you go around the moose?
Well, no, because the trail doesn't go around.
Can't you scare it?
You're not. Well, how do you scare a moose?
Make a big loud noise. Most animals will freak out.
Well, no, because
like an air horn. Go right into him, squeeze it in his ear.
Yeah, that probably won't cause the moose to freak out and gore you.
I don't
you.
Want to mess with the moose.
Do they gore you?
Yeah.
Oh, they're pretty big.
So I'm going to read
you. Step on you.
I'm going to read you a quote from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Moose encounters are not safe for humans. There is no safe moose encounters for humans.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you think moose, you think like New England kind of area.
Yeah, folksy.
How many moose do you want to guess are in New York State? I have the answer.
I didn't know there
were
that
like
many.
The total population of moose.
Of New York State moose.
I'm going to say we got 800 moose.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to say Under 200.
Under 200. Both,
you light?
Both of you are wrong. Oh. There are 650 moose in New York State.
I was pretty close.
Yeah, I thought like they were mostly in Canada and sometimes wandered down. I didn't know like we had that many moose.
Well, I'm assuming Franklin County. I don't know where it is, but it's probably in the north country somewhere, right? Yeah. Let's make that assumption. So they've had to shut down this trail because technically, I mean, they are in the moose's territory.
Yeah.
Right? Like the moose lives in the forest, lives in the mountains
He's a mountain moose.
But they cannot get him to move. For anything.
So then why can't they just shoot him with like a tranquilizer thing?
Because he's a wild moose living in his habitat.
No, but then you see what's wrong with him.
Mean, just because he's standing there.
If he's sick.
But he's
they don't know.
And he's a wild moose. Like,
could just decide this is where I stand now.
Let's say he is sick. Then he dies because he's
no, you take him and you fix him and you release him back in a wild. They do this crap all the time when they find injured animals.
But they don't know that he's injured. They don't know that he's sick.
You're not going to know nothing until you knock him out. And start probing them.
It kind of feels like you want to knock out a moose for no reason.
No.
Like you're interested to see a video of a moose going down.
I mean, they're pretty interesting.
You're Mr. like leave wild animals be.
I am.
And I'm surprised you're not making the argument like, well, it's there, you know, it's nature. You should be the one staying out of nature.
Wait, but I'm just kind of surprised like the state doesn't have a plan for this.
But why would you think, by the way, I'm watching a video of the moose. He's literally not moving, and he's like, every once in a while, he turns around and then turns back. Like it's almost like he's like watching the trail.
I felt bad. The poor thing's probably scared.
I don't know, man. It looks like he owns this spot.
Oh.
So they've had to shut down the trail because they found that curious onlookers were coming and taking pictures of the moose, which, look, man.
Let him do it.
That was, yeah, thank you.
Let them do it. Let the moose have some fun.
I don't want to know what territorial moose do.
So... how close do you think the closest moose is to us in New York?
Oh, it's got to be like hundreds of miles.
Okay, but if 2 weeks ago I asked you how close is the closest mountain lion, you would have said hundreds of miles.
It's South Dakota.
What? I mean, what are the chances there's a moose within an hour drive of us?
There ain't no moose.
How do you know?
I've never seen one.
Just because you've never seen a mountain lion either.
Well, true.
I mean, like, if they live, do moose live in the mountains?
Yeah.
Mountain moose?
They're all in Alaska walking around.
No, I'm asked.
Yeah, it's mountainous.
I understand that Alaska is mountainous.
Yeah.
I understand that we are cold. I'm saying if the best odds for me to see a moose in New York would be what terrain?
The mountain, Adirondacks.
Heavily, wooded areas.
Whiteface. Getting up to Whiteface.
All right, but in that way, there's mountains around us. They're just not as big. I mean, Letchworth has a lot of tall peaks.
Yeah, but they're not that tall.
Is there a moose in Letchworth? Letchworth moose?
We'd hear about it.
Maybe it's just like so common that we don't hear about it. I mean, I'm asking seriously because... I was unaware that...
We don't hunt them, do we?
I don't... Can you hunt moose?
That's what I'm saying.
You can, but I don't know if you can hear.
Kimmy, can you Google if you can hunt moose in
New York?
Probably
not if you only got 600.
Yeah, 650
moose. We're kind of light on the moose.
What are you going to do with a moose, too?
Eat it.
Can you eat moose meat?
Yeah.
It says there have been occasional... Sorry.
This is delicious.
Yeah? What's it taste like? It
tastes like chicken.
Okay.
But gamey. You probably like it. You like that gamey-ass meat.
I do love gamey meat. That's why your mom liked me so much. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
There have been occasional...
They called it a venison, a snatch. Snatch venison. Ooh, jerky. No, that's what she did to me. Kimmy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There have been occasional sightings of moose in the Letchworth State Park area.
Oh.
But it's not known as a prime moose habitat.
But there are meese.
So it's a stray moose.
No, but I'm saying if there have been spottings, that means there's probably moose around there. So there are moose within an hour drive of us.
All right. There you go. You excited now?
You cannot hunt moose in New York State.
All right. No moose hunting.
You can't. You know, like you say, I've never heard anybody
But I know you can in like moose Canada.
Burger. Dude, can you Google if people eat moose and if I can buy moose meat?
So I think they do in like Montana or something.
Montana moose meat.
Yeah. Oh, that's good meat country.
Like, can I send away for a moose burger, like, to put on my grill?
Like your Omaha steak
style? Yeah, Omaha moose steak. Michael writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. I'll say it the way I think he's saying it. There's a pretty sizable moose in the Adirondacks. Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, they're huge.
We understand that, Michael.
Aren't they like the size of like an SUV?
So, fun fact, again, we're talking about this story happened just east of us in Franklin County. There is a moose that has taken over one specific part of a trail in the mountains. He won't move. He has not moved for days. And they've had to shut down the trail because hikers are trying to get to the moose to take pictures of the moose because they're curious about the moose.
Yeah.
When I was on the road doing comedy, I had to do a show 12-hour drive east of us.
Okay.
I did not know the United States went that far east. It was in like the tip of Maine.
Oh, so you're way up there.
It was a college.
Yeah.
It was so remote.
How remote was it?
That my hotel was 2 hours away from the show.
Oh, my God.
That's as close as they could get me.
But did they do that on purpose? Hoping you wouldn't find the club.
I get to my hotel,
yeah.
And you know how they always have the video that runs when you turn on the TV?
Yeah.
There is a video running that is instructing people, not from Maine, if you come across a moose...
Oh, what to do?
You drive through the moose.
Drive through
if
it?
If the moose is on the road...
Tough to drive through.
Drive through.
I'm in my car... If I'm going to hit a moose.
You drive through it, you don't hit the brakes. Because if you hit the brakes, you're according to this video, and I don't know if the information's changed in 20 years, your car dips down, the moose then falls on top of your car and crushes you to death.
Oh.
You're supposed to blast the moose.
So you punch it.
Yes. Like, if you can't stop safely, you blast the moose.
That's such an unnatural move, though.
I know.
Because you wouldn't lock up your brakes and not hurt the damn thing.
But they say the same thing in traffic for deer. You drive through the deer, right?
Yeah, but I always hit the brakes.
I know. It's the natural thing to do.
Right.
But like,
by the way, you can hunt moose in Maine.
Okay.
And New Hampshire and Vermont, North Dakota, Washington, Idaho, and Montana.
Okay.
Wow. All the places I don't want to go.
Maine was nice.
Yeah. There's like a little bit of Maine that is nice, and the rest of that state is just full of fugly people.
And Alaska, obviously.
Tell me you saw one hot chick in Maine.
I mean, it was a college campus, so yeah, there were a couple of...
Well, yeah, but they're imports.
I don't know. I didn't ask them where they were from. A couple of sexy moose, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything's so high up, you can just touch it. But you said they were sexy.
Yeah, but I wasn't fondling
their
balls. I
can't diddle the moose, but you can see how sexy they are?
Ball fuzzy. But bestiality is one thing. Homosexual bestiality, we do not stand for.
No, like, all right, the vagina. That's got to be one whopping vagina on that thing, man.
You know how they have sex?
Oh.
Moose style. We come back. F you. I don't hear you making
You don't
any...
like vagina jokes.
Yeah, you're not doing any moose vagina joke. Go right now. Do a better moose vagina joke. Do it. That's what I thought. So easy to criticize, so hard to create.
I know when to quit.
Very horny.
What?
We come back. We wrap it up. Tell you what we're doing. Not you, the moose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.